When asked what he thinks of the health mandates issued by Governor Mike Dunleavy, Senator Jesse Keel said that unprecedented measures need to be taken to protect Alaskans.
There are authorities here that we would never stand for as Americans if it wasn't an emergency situation. We would never stand for the kind of restrictions on our movement, for singling out certain businesses to be closed. But in this pandemic, we absolutely have to be able to save Alaskans' lives.
However, Keel was critical of some aspects of the state health mandates. He disagreed with the governor's decision to include elective abortions in the list of medical procedures that were suspended to conserve medical equipment and personnel for handling COVID-19 patients.
When it came to non-emergency stuff, they followed the medical advice of the American College of Surgeons on every single procedure except one, and it happened to be one that the governor has a personal objection to. That's an abuse of the authority.
The state has developed penalties for violating health mandates related to the pandemic, but how they will be enforced is less clear. Representative Sarah Hannon said there have not been many instances where citizens have been cited for not following shelter-in-place orders or quarantines.
So far, we have not had massive defiance to these rules and regs. And so I think the answer is we don't know, and we won't know how much authority we have until we have a conflict where someone's arrested, detained, charged, and, sues over it.
As for the state budget, Hannon said she was disappointed by the governor's decision to veto funding for school bond debt reimbursement, the Alaska Marine Highway System, and the state's community assistance program. Both Keel and Hannon agree that the most pressing issue is to figure out how to appropriate more than $1 billion in federal relief for the coronavirus pandemic. Hannon said the tricky part is figuring out how the legislature can safely meet during the pandemic.
Alaska's constitution has provisions about us meeting face-to-face and sort of never really envisioned a circumstance where we weren't together making these decisions. So they're working on those logistics of, how do we do that and to take action on appropriation items that's going to need to be done.
Senator Keel and Representative Hannon will host a virtual town hall meeting for Skagway residents on Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. and on Friday at 5:30 p.m. for Haines and Clukwan residents. For details on how to participate, visit khns.org. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.